And on the subject of conversions, you might still be looking to do a few of your own to lower your electricity bill. While going fully solar probably isn't within your reach right now because of the necessity of HECO's advance approval and an antiquated grid, you might feel a bit stuck. But the Environmental Defense Fund is suggesting a conversion you just might be able to do. They're promoting a new program to launch a little later this month, allowing homeowners and renters to use on-bill financing to initially get solar hot water. Hawaii's OBR program makes it one of two in the nation, and the EDF's financial policy director, Brad Copthorne, joins us now by phone from his office in San Francisco. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann. Thanks so much for having me on.
And thanks for being here. The whole issue of getting solar for your home in summer in part has been thwarted recently, as we mentioned in the intro, by the fact that now for people who would like to have a full solar system, they really can't. They're caught because they have to get previous or a prior approval from HECO. And because of the grid, that's probably going to be long in coming. And for people who already have a system and can't connect, they're also stuck in limbo. So how would this affect someone who just would like to have solar hot water?
Yeah, and so basically the issue that I think that folks in Hawaii are really working on is the problem would be for solar hot water. Generally, it requires a fairly large upfront investment. You get a significant savings over time by installing it, but if you don't have the cash up front, it's very hard to do. Financing generally hasn't been available for people who don't have great credits. And so what we're really trying to do is to create a program that offers this type of financing for more and more people for solar hot water initially. So the theory being that if we can put the financing payments as part of the utility bill for that property for the life of the financing, then all of a sudden that does a couple of things. First, it makes it highly likely from the lender's perspective that you're going to get repaid because people tend to pay their utility bills. But second, it also might allow a homeowner or a renter who would not necessarily be in the property for all that long to participate in the program because they know that when they move out and you move in, you're going to both get the benefit of the solar hot water, but you're also going to be paying for it through the utility bill. And then the final big benefit we see for this is something called the split incentive, where if I'm, let's say, own a home and I rent it to you, I don't necessarily have a lot of reason to go ahead and invest in energy efficiency improvements for the home.
And lowering your bill.
Yeah, but because you get the benefit. But here, if it's on your bill, you get the benefit and you pay for it, you might it might be a win-win for all of us.
So all of that sounds very good from the financial perspective, but is there any problem with the issue of being able to have the electricity still coming from HECO, and yet you've got a solar hot water heater?
No, it should work out quite well in that, yes, you are going to have to work with a contractor and an investor. Initially, that there'll be a single investment fund, but we hope to have more investors competing to win that business going forward.
But nothing technological that would prevent you from doing that? Because for a lot of people who might be wary because they were told, go solar, they did, and then they found they couldn't connect to the grid, it became a really big problem because now they have a system they can't connect. So there would be no similar type problem with just having a solar water heater.
We haven't heard of any technical reasons, and I haven't heard any from HECO, so I'm not saying that it's definitively solved, but it shouldn't be an issue.
So you haven't heard anything like, well, you're going to have to get permission before you do this?
I mean, I'm assuming you're going to have to get your standard building permits and things like that, but no, I don't believe you have to get specific permission from HECO to move forward.
So when you look at on-bill repayment, you've given lots of the reasons for it. Do you have an average that you can use sort of as a rubric to say, well, okay, if you were able to change over and do this, this is what an average household might expect to save?
Well, part of what EDF has advocated for, which I believe is also the vision that the Public Utilities Commission shares, is we really want to let different business models develop over time. So initially, we're going to start with solar hot water, and I think generally that's something where you can see some pretty significant savings on day one. But over time, we want to allow different vendors to compete with different product offerings. So, you know, if you use air conditioning in your home, potentially that's something that could be upgraded. We want to look at commercial properties. When the interconnection problem gets solved for photovoltaic, then potentially that might be a place where, again, this financing technique could be used. But basically the problem is right now if you are wealthy or you have good credit, you have access to things that can lower your bill. We want to make sure we're expanding that to more and more people.
And certainly including renters in that, because in many cases renters have been excluded from all kinds of wonderful goodies that go into homes at lower bills.
Absolutely. And you know, I think that's, from what I understand of the politics of this, that's really been a big driver for the Public Utilities Commission, for DBET, for the governor, for everybody involved in this program.
In this program, as it begins to develop, and you've talked about how other things might come online for it, are you at all surprised that Hawaii is moving and doing this in a way where other states, including your home state of California, still are having problems to do that? Or is it just because Hawaii got lucky because it's a smaller place?
Well, it's interesting. So, I think Hawaii's get a little more incentive in that your electricity is fairly expensive. But I would say, you know, we do work in quite a few different states, and working in Hawaii has really been a great pleasure. It feels like in Sacramento, in Washington, other places like that, everybody fights for every last inch of turf, and things move very, very slowly. In Hawaii, my entire experience since I've been there is that we get a bunch of smart people in the room. People listen to each other. They make compromises. I've been incredibly impressed with all the different stakeholders who are involved in this process, the PUC commissioners, the PUC staff, DBET, and others, and I really think you're going to end up with a great program. I'll note that Hawaii started about a year working on bill repayment about a year after California did, and your program is going to be a better program, and it's going to be up and running 6 months before California's.
Well, it's nice to hear some positive news about Hawaii. Do you see any possible problems as the PUC might be, restructured? We've got some legislation that might do that. That's still moving in the legislature, and there is concern that somehow any changes in the PUC might affect what it's able to do. So perhaps, although this program is launching with a soft launch at the end of this month, that other things might be a little bit more time-consuming in getting them through.
Well, I haven't really been that involved in Hawaii politics. I mean, we're sort of try to be a technical expert and help the politicians and the PUC and others implement these types of programs. I mean, clearly, if there's big change in the PUC, potentially things like this are vulnerable. But I mean, everybody I've met seems to be pretty committed to this and working hard to make it happen. So hopefully that doesn't get derailed.
All right. We're going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Brad Copthorne is the Financial Policy Director at the Environmental Defense Fund. His focus includes removing market barriers and developing new strategies for investing in energy efficiency. He leads the effort to develop on-bill repayment programs in California, Texas, Ohio, and Hawaii, and some other states too. If you'd like to see the program launching a little later this month, you can find it on hpr2.org.